topic for today.
Airport mode.
Is, as we see here, since we're learning about Geneva and Gzela, I thought I'd talk about Genevas and Gzela's Akum, and of course Oshik is a subset of Gzela, as we shall see, but it's impossible to analyze this without just giving some preliminary remarks about Nezek, which is also found here in Masechta Baba Kama, and that's where the initial discussion begins. So, if you don't mind, we'll talk to the Gemara Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph in the Masechta Baba Kama, which will start. They were taught based on the Mishnah on the previous Amud. Talks about Shor Shel Yisrael Shel Nogach Shor Shel Kanani Potter. Ami Mimonashach. Thank you, I'm so sorry. Mimonashach. Ire Ehu Dafka V'chulei. Ire Olav Dafka V'chulei. So the Gemara says, quotes a pasuk, Omal V'yamod El Eretz Rov Ayat Goyim. They didn't keep the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. Hitim Amon Li Yisrael. Very, very nice. What's the bottom line? Is Reo Dafka or is Reo Lav Dafka? It's not completely clear in the sugya what the end is. It doesn't say. So Tosa says, here on Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Amud Hitim Amon Li Yisrael, Mashba Dafka Binyan Zeh, Shanogach Shor Shalonu, Shor Shalahem, Ulamandama Beperk Basra, Gezel Kanani Asur, Nicha, Alamandama Mutter Kosher. So obviously Tosis is making an equation over here between, somewhat of an equation between Nezek and Gezel, which requires explanation in of itself. Some say, as a matter of fact, that the two are related. Rabbi Niona says in the very beginning of Pirkei Avos that Nizokan is included in the Tigzol. There's a more direct connection. Fine, but what does Tosis mean? So there's a machlokas between the Marashal and the Marashah. We'll just look briefly in it, because that's the safe you have in front of you. But you can see it's more befarish, the machlokas between the Nebuka Yosef and the Shita Mekubetzes here on the same daf as to what the conclusion of the Gemara is. So if you look just briefly in the Marashal and the Marashah here on Aflam and Chesem and Aleph, Marshal says, "Dafka shor shalahem shor shalanu shemotziyim yimenu tashlumin shdimemonein hefker kagavne. Ava shor shalanu potem midin Torah. The reyo dafka. So he's klar. Reyo is dafka. Look in the brackets. Look in Marsha. Okay. Marsha quotes the Marshal. He's magia, etc., etc. He says no." So it's a machlokas marshal and marshal within Tosfos, but again, as I said, it goes back to the Nebuka Yosef and the Shita Mekubetzes. Okay, fine. So the question now becomes a very simple question. If a person is mazik mamon shel goy, odem mazik, not shor mazik, odem mazik. We don't have anyone here on the shore? Did anyone here ever have a situation of shor mazik? I'm just curious. We'll learn about Bekama. Did your property cause damage to somebody else? Can it happen in real life? I'm not sure this case was sure or not. It happened to me. I parked my car and with the brakes and everything like that, and it was in front of the yeshiva, and there's a went to Davin Marav, I came back, the car's not there. It slid down the and there was and banged into the yeshiva. Of course, the damage is only to my car, not to the yeshiva. But in Tin Saloma, that might have meant, you can argue with the made up in the case of Mamono Shemazi, sure. Okay. That was a Jewish institution. That anyway, the only car that was damaged was mine. But other Mamazik. Thank you. An other Mamazik can happen in real life. And as a matter of fact, it also happened to me. It was in real life. It has to do with the sugya. Maybe Odom Amazik owned his gummer. Maybe it wasn't owned his gummer. Shouldn't have been on the road that day. I had to drive someone home on a Motzi Shabbos on a snowy night. Somebody was doing a favor, drive somebody home from Riverdale to the Bronx. And if you went into the geography, there's a windy hill going downhill on Kingsbridge. I'm almost never there. But that day I was there, and I was driving my car, and it's down the hill, and I turn this way. But the car had a mind of its own. Refused to turn, and it's going this way. I said, this way, I'm going right across the street. There's no one's on the road. Right across, and I'm going to hit another car. It's obvious. I can't nothing to do about it. So I brace myself, boom, ran into another car. This is not a good neighborhood. I don't know what to do. To get out, the shop pikuach nefesh. But to cause damage, it caused damage. It was massive, because I assume it was Mama Nakam. There were no Yidden living there. Didn't want to get out. So what I did was, I jotted down the number of the license plate. Got in my car, went home. The car was not so bad. The car wasn't a new car. Neither mine nor there was any new car. I called the police. And I said, you know, I banged this in this car. It was a snowy night. They all understood that everything was skidding. Since then, they put, what they call it now, the pavement, when they put the scratch, they scratch up the pavement so it's now can hold. There's a word for it. It's skidding. What's it called?
Traction.
No, there's another word for it. That's drift. They make them on these roads that are very slippery. It's no longer a smooth road. It doesn't matter. So the cop said, yeah, this is the person's phone number. I called the person's phone number. I said, I'm very sorry, my car rang and banged into your car. You'll see in front there's a dent. It's not the first dent in your car, but still, whatever it costs, I'm willing to pay for it. So she says, okay. She goes out to look. I guess they have to stop snowing. She says, you know, the car's dent, I don't care, but I can't open the hood. So I had to go to the gas station. It cost me $75. Open up the hood. So I wrote a check for $75. And then, but I normally don't do it, I put my name, Rabbi Willig, on the return address. So she should know that it was a rabbi. No one saw me. But I didn't have to pay this money. So, okay. Once we're talking about my snow habits, it happened to me once more that I was trying to park my car right in front of my house, and there's that overpass over there, and the car just backed up like crazy, you know, it was a snow. And I banged into the car, in front of me, behind me, I already forgot which one. This time, it was a Jewish neighborhood, but I had no idea whose car it was, so I put a note in the window. Said, this is my number. Turned out it was my next door neighbor on my floor in my building. Jewish or not, I think he's Jewish, she's not Jewish, but anyway, I don't know who's on the car, but I paid for that one too. But, okay, anyway, this is the bit of other mamazik. That's how, you know, when are we mazik people? With cars, Hashem should watch over us, Hashem should be anything worse than I just described. So what's the din? Adam hamazik, the property of a non-Jew. Anybody know?
Shim Shinayin
Ches. Correct. That's the Chazon Ish's pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. Chazon Ish's Yechayv. Remember once hearing on a tape from Rabbi Zilberstein. Yitzchak Zilberstein has very fascinating tapes. This was Rabbi Yosef's son-in-law, and he was telling a story. He was in a bus once, and a couple of rowdy teenagers took a rock and they threw it, and they broke a guy's windshield or something like that. He jumped after him. Yeah, I have to pay. The Chazon Ish says it. I thought you were part. It's not so clear. If you look carefully, they had a chryas. It wasn't exactly sure who's who. Pashtus, the Tosis, your part. The Pashtus. I'm not saying you should do it. It's a Tosis, I asked you to see. On Vav Amud Beis. Give a look. Vav Amud Beis. Shoreyehu. Right? That's the same expression we saw in Lamed Ches. Yes, Shoreyehu. Tema, we'll look at B'Shem B'Regel. She is a Gesar Hekdash. Also looks at Re'eu. Yeshloma. The Kulu and Ezekiel Peturim B'Hekdash. It's enough for the Yerushalmi. The first Yerushalmi. Re'eu lo Hekdash. Fine. Mash, last line on Vavad Beis. Lo Mashkachas Nezikin B'Hekdash Lo B'Shem V'Lo B'Regel V'Lo B'Odom Amazik. Why? Re'eu. So the Minchas Chinuch says, the same way we know that Re'eu is Mamayit Hekdesh, we know very well that Re'eu is Mamayit Nochri as well, Bipshuta. And therefore, he thinks he'd be potter against what the Chazanish has based on that, the Neshuchot. Again, the Shulchanoruch is not an absolute right. It's also not 100% right to distinguish if you win between Nochri and Hektish, but the Menachas Chinuch thinks they're the same, and therefore he says you're a potter. Fine. This is just introductory before we get to the main topic for today, which is not Nezek of a Goy, or the Mamazik of a Goy, or Shor Mazik of a Goy, but rather Geneva and Gezela. So here the main text is Nafkuf Yud Gimel. So that's what we'll be focused on today in the Chabura, the Sugan Nafkuf Yud Gimel. We'll pick it up from the about 10 lines up. Dojo Naharogim Lacharam al Muksin, she shall truma, she shall base a melech. Afal Pisha Enishal truma, Afish Enishal melech. That's it, a Mishnah. Ulu Muksin, you're going to try to cheat the tax collector. Vamashmul, Dina de Machusa Dina. You have no right to cheat to a tax collector. You're a Gazlan, straight up. You're a thief. The Moa gives three answers. First answer, Shmuel, B'mochel she'en lo kitzvah. He's a thief. If he's a thief, you're not mochel to give money to a thief. B'mochel she'en lo kitzvah. He just takes all the money. Right? Not the kachol heftzah, Rashi says. Right? The previous Rashi, Dina b'chus adina, v'zeh she'kibol es ha'mechas min ha'melech v'dov ha'kotzav kach v'kach l'shona. Right? So this fellow, he's not a thief. He's a legitimate representative of a legitimate government. So you have to, it's not a Gazlan. This guy is a Gazlan. First answer. Second answer, even a bigger Gazlan. Moches or Me'elov. The guy decides to become a tax collector. Who are you? Private citizen. He decides to take taxes. A real thief. Okay. First guy is a half a thief. This guy is a real thief. Avash Yomar, B'moches Knan. And here's where it gets hot. B'moches Knan. Moches Knani. Mm-hmm. So what does Rashi say? The Moches Shuknani. It's the next to the last line. The Moches Shuknani. Okay. If you look on the side, it says, you should say Goy, and Trevas Knani Anos Tuklon Ayadeat Censur. I have a problem doing this Chabur, obviously, about censorship, because it's obviously a very sensitive issue in a time when the Jews were very much at the mercy of their non-Jewish neighbors. Okay, so the original text was the Moches Goy. Now, the most important word in the sugya is the next word, the Tanya. So there's going to be a Braisa, which is presumably going to somehow support this opinion. What's the opinion? B'pshuto? B'pshuto is you're allowed to not pay the money to a non-Jewish government, non-Jewish tax collector who's collecting legitimately, not self-appointed, not taking more than he's entitled to. No, he's entitled to. He's taking what he's entitled to, but nonetheless, he is a non-Jewish person. The simple pshat of the Gemara is that you don't have to pay the tax. Ditanya. Yisrael v'Knani, again, the different changes to the text. Shebol l'din. So you try to help the Yisrael out either way. Rashi. So Rashi says, when can you not pay him the money? Okay, so according to this opinion, you can get out somehow. No, pay the money, be an honest person, it'll be Kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Kiva, Tavadi Kiddush Hashem, Lekha Kiddush Hashem, right? Then born Makiva. So presumably, this whole Breiser, both Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva all seem to behold that Gezel Knani is Mutter, which is exactly what Rashi seems to have been saying. That's why Moches Knani, you don't have to pay him. Everyone understand? It's Pasha Pasha. Frek the Gemara. The Gezel Knani, Mishari, Botanya, or Rabbi Shimon, that was that Darsha, Rabbi Akiva, Kshabah, Mizafirin, Minayan, the Gezel Knani, Shuasur, Talmud Loma. What's the puzzle which is quoted? Achre Nimkar, Gula, Tialo. Kufi Gimel Amid Beis. Shelo Yimshechenu V'yetzel V'yetzel. Rashi, Koloma. V'yotziyu Bezdin Miyad Akusi Ela B'geula. Yochol Yiglo Amalav. Rashi, Yochol Yaniach HaSaknani Lichbo L'hosin V'lipo Amar Shelo Nosa. Yishav M'konei. Yedakten M'konei. See, Klar. Gezel Akam is Aser. Ezra Zigmar, no. Ho B'knani. Ho B'goy. Ho B'ger Toshu. Also have a kasha here and there. I'm not going to go into all the Gemara's kashas. Amar Avlo kasha. Kan b'gzelo. Here's the key line. Again in the sugya. Kan b'hafko salva oso. Rashi. Hafko salva oso. Shein gezel ma mishori. Klikachil Hashem. Ulav riach ha-meches. Havik hafko salva oso. You're not paying him. You owe him a debt. So the Gemara, at this point, we start right here. It says klar. Two things are klar. Gezel akam is osim in Torah. And of course, Alva also was mutter mamish. So says the Gemara. Fine. A little bit later, the Gemara says Gezel Knani Oser, which we know already. Avedoso muteris. Avedoso, as you know, we just read a while ago. Adrosh Achicha also Avedas Achicha Lo Avedas Akum. Gzela also. The Amrav Huna Minali Gezel Knani Shu also Shenemar. Again, fine. The last two narrow lines. Presumably along the lines of Avedas Akum. And is therefore muteras. Again, we're talking about a case where there's no chil Hashem. Rashi Tehuso, Chayav lo liyisrov v'tov b'cheshbon leka chil Hashem. Made a mistake. You're not required to give it back. Presumably, the understanding over here is that a tos is similar to an aveda. What goes on a little bit more? We're just going to stop right over here. So we saw Sugas HaGemara. Sounds like it's very clear as day. There's no shilas over here. Aveda sakam is mutter. Chil Hashem, you have to give it back. It's quoted aloch and shulchan aruch and some reish sam above. That's klar. Gezel akam is osur midaraisa. Also klar. No, seems to be no shilas about that. Oshek, hafkos ava also. The Gemara seems to say that it's mutter. Kan begzelo, kan bafkos ava also. Seems to be open and shut. At least so it would appear. So it would appear. Open and shut. Okay. So I was told that one of the earlier chavruas spoke about distinctions between geneva and gzela, and maybe this was touched upon a little bit as well. Let's look in the Rambam and see how he phrases the Easter of geneva, how he phrases the Easter of gzela with respect to a nachri. Rambam writes in Hilchos Geneva, "Kol agonei mamim shavapruta umala over alo seses shenem alo tignovu. Echad gonei mamim yisrael, agonei mamim goy." Makes no difference whatsoever. Clear as day. The Rambam passes in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. The Re'eu of Alola Goy. So wait a minute. So why is Geneva Sakam the same as... What's the answer, gentlemen? Doesn't say Re'eu by Geneva. Lo Tignovu. In Balkoria. Lo tignovu, esnachta, vaita, lo sechach, shulo sechach, ish v'amiso. Oh, amiso goes on lo sechach, lo sechach, but it is an esnachta. So it does not go lo tignovu. Lo tignovu has no difference whatsoever between a Yisrael and a Goy, because this doesn't say Re'eu. No steer between these Rambams. It doesn't say Re'eu. The Ritvos is so beferish. It doesn't say Re'eu. The Re'eu is only on tekach, shulo sechach, does not go on lo tignovu. Therefore, there's no distinction in Rambam whatsoever between a Yisrael and a Goy. The Minchas Chinuch says, this is probably discussed a little bit in the previous Chabura, that the Easter of Geneva is not just an Easter taking somebody's money, there's an Amanas Lameka that is no good, and with all the other Nafkaminas, this explains this thing as well, that doesn't matter. The act of Geneva is also, even Geneva's Das, Ve'enachri is also, Gemara says in Masech Tuchu, that's what the Ritva is. Okay, fine. Let's go to the contrary, says Hilchos Gzeila. Hilchos Gzeila, the Rambam says as follows. Kol ha'goes l'schavero, before you're going to go any further. Stop. Chavero, of course, we know means Yisrael. Then he adds something called Shavapruta. Most of the steps, you don't have that before. In the first line already, you find distinctions. Lo Sigzo. Then we have Halacha Beis. Also, Digzel Kol Shu Din Torah. Didn't say there's Lo Sigzo. It's also Din Torah. Afilu Goy Over Avodah Zarah. Also, the Gozla. Doesn't say over, will also say. Also, the Gozla. Okay, we stop here. We can answer what the traditional answer is, that Gzela is different than Geneva. Gzela is an issa to take money, and that's why it has to be a Shavu Pruta to be over. Why only Chavera? Well, what does the Pasuk say? Lo sashok esreyacha for lo sigzol. So here it's the opposite of the previous Pasuk. The previous Pasuk, although it said lo tigzol first, and you might think that Amiso limits lo tigzol, well, the answer is no, it's an asnachta. Here, even though it says what? Right? Lo sashok esreyacha and lo sigzol stam, doesn't say Lo sigzol es reacha. Says no to be Yehuda, no. Lo sashok es reacha, but lo sigzol goes back on the reacha of three words earlier. Yes, sir.
Do we assume
that you need a levite to always be to teach that a guy is not chal, Israel, Israel? Well, the Gemara seems to say that. Gemara talks about reacha as a miut. That's an excellent question. We really shouldn't talk about that on tape. You know that it's not the topic for right now. There's an important Kesef Mishnah about that too. In Hilchos Ritzeach. I guess it's where, after we're still in a closed circle, you may remember, those of us who remember way back, that one of our distinguished Rosh Hashivas, Rabbi Stein, Rabbi Beis Yitzchok, some years back, tucked away on page 300 and something or other. And all he did was quote Rabbi Yosef Karo. Nothing worse than that. Is that a reliable source? Well, they plastered on the front page of the newspapers that they made them crazy with that. So when I wrote about it in my Sefer too, I wrote about it in such riddles that no one can figure out what I'm saying. So no one's ever. So once again, it's prohibited to kill a guy. I'll leave it at that. At the same level, I don't know. It's not, we can't. I understand. So Re'acha, we assume the Rambam has been fair. Re'acha excludes a guy. That's Perek Beit Halachah and Chutz Geneva. And the Nodeb Yehuda says, Pshat in the Rambam over here, Lo Sashok Es Re'acha V'Lo Sigzol, Lo Sigzol means Lo Sigzol Es Re'acha. Oh, so the question that becomes, Ad Rabba. So that's why you go to Lo Schavera only. Shavar Prut only, it's an Yisra of Netilas Mavan Mechavera. So why then is it also Ligzol Kol Shud? Also Ligzol Kol Shud in Torah. I feel the Goyah V'Avodah Zara. Also Ligzol, why? That's Al Gemara. Al Gemara, that's what Nodeb Yehuda says. From the number of Limudim, these limudim teach us that to steal from a guy is awesome in our Torah. It's awesome in our Torah, not in the pain of Lo Sigzo. There are other mysterium in the Torah. You have a bunch of drushes. We have actually two specific different drushes over here, right? Chalas Kolamim, Yigla Malov. We're not going to Ovi list one of the drushes. That's how the limudim has shot. So far, if we stopped here, we'd be okay. The problem is the next two words in Rambo. O Lo Oshko. Rambo holds an Issa D'Oraisa of Oshek. It's against the Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara says explicitly that Hafkaza of Asa is Mutter, and we all know very well that Oshek is Hafkaza of Asa, not paying back a debt. That's exactly what's called Oshek. Period. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Yesh Tmoa, Al Zesh Akosa of Asa L'Oshko, to a Kroll Osashik Asriya Choksiv, the Mashma Lafuke Goy. Okay, that's the pasuk. Yod Kosher, it says in Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Hafkos Avosas Mutav Oshek Hainu Hafkos Avoso, as the Rambam himself says, Eiz of Oshek. So what does he say? You're right. It's not Asim in a Torah. As he says, the Rambam, also the goes of the Yoshko, for the Kosav, she'ovah olah v'lo saseh. Lo ma'ashen isa zem in a Torah. How can that be? If Oshik is not Asim in a Torah, then Gzela should also not be Asim in a Torah. It's in the same breath. Also the goes of the Yoshko. Okay, submission is very, very difficult. That's what he says, but it's very shver. It doesn't read well in the Rambam. Okay, that's a problem. It's a problem. It's a problem. Fine. So, putting the Rambam aside for a minute, should we say, based on the Gemara itself, that whatever is osim mishum gezel is also by a goy. And we have other things that also mishum gezel. People know the Gemaras and the different Masechtas as well. It's also in the Kam a little bit. Yes?
The Rebbe was defining Aisha as refraining from pain with death.
Correct.
Based on the Imran Kavidu
Adjai. Right.
But how does Rebbe understand what Gzela is?
What's Gzela is? Vayigzel is hachanus mi'ana mitzri. You may have seen him as an Hedron last year. That base. Gezel means you take something from someone's...
So what about him?
That's what the word Zela means.
And Kofi Gimel means
it? Sure. That's what Zela means. Yeah?
Is it for a Veda, isn't it also, if you find someone's a Veda and then you take it out and ask the Goza, aren't you Orlo Sigzol?
What?
If you find someone's lost object and you aren't you also Orlo Sigzol if you just take it as your
own? That's a Sugan in Perik Elim Betzias. If the Aveda, if it's the Din of Ashavas Aveda, there are different details when or whether you're over in Lo Sigzol. But if there's no Chiv Hashem HaSaveh, then it's by definition Lo Sigzol. By definition. Anyway, that's the problem. Yes?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure the point. So the Gemara, when it talks about Mephis Kanani, and it says, Begezel Kanani Shari.
Right.
So it sounds like we're implying that there are particular cases, the aforementioned cases, are forms of Zayla, aren't they?
Till the Gemara answers, that's Gemara's Terence, exactly. Kan the gezel kan afkos avo. That's exactly what the answers. The gezel akum is also midaraisa, and afkos avo also is mutter midaraisa. That's why gezel. So that's asking the kesef mishnas kasha. That's why the Rambam is saying oshik is aser. He was forced to interpret. And it seems to be an impossible pshat that oshik is the rabbonim, and that's why he didn't say it's over balav. But he said also the gozo the oshik in the same breath.
So the gemara's marker for gezel kan.
Two psukim, not one.
Yeah,
yeah, right over here. Chishevim koneo. That's what these sugars. Achal
is kolamim. When you're not paying the kanani, you're not paying the person for the slave that you want. You're not giving.
All those cases where you are taking money from a guy directly, you're taking his money. That's called gezel. Oshik, you're not returning money which you owe him because you borrowed money from behete. You got the money came also the other behete. You didn't pay him back. That's what's called oshik. Good. So I repeat: is every case of that's called Gzela going to be also by a goy? Not necessarily. There's a famous Taz in Yoredeya. It's in Simen Kuf Chof. But Heter Borol Lishtamesh B'Mashkon Shalakam Shalor B'Shus Lo Odif Me'Avkos Alva Oso. That was the minig. We're holding now Erev Rosh Hashanah in Sukkos. That's right. There is no Lo Sigzol by a goy. What's the Isur? Right? That's Sukkah. Derech Achila. I take the goy's property. I take it and I consume it, never give it back. But if I'm using his mashkon, right? It's true, Sholoshanas is a gazlan. The Yisroel would be considered a gazlan in that particular case. But if you take it from a guy, no. No. And if you don't give it back to him, it's a different heter. It's called Hafko Salva Oso. Hafko. When it came to you, you had the answer to the heter, like a mashkin. The kitzer, that distinction exists. Oh. Back to the Rambam. So most people say that the Kesef Mishnah is not correct. It's an Issa D'oraisa. The promise is against the Gemara. We'll have to figure out what to do with the Gemara. But the Pashas and Isa Daraisa. The Netziv, in his lengthy letter to his son of Chaim Berlin, which is printed in the Chidush Netziv and Kufi Gimel Beis, assumes that they have a Pashat, not like the Kesa Mishnah, the Nisa Daraisa of Oshik Akon Shita Saramba. So that's a Pashat Pshat. Now, the Ran in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Zayin, makes the following comment. Gezel Akum should really be awesome in a Torah. But just as we said at the very beginning of the Shir, Rov Ayat Goyim, Omar Vihitim Mamonam, from that moment and on, Gezel Akum became a Drabonim. Right, the random Masechta Sanhedrin Nun Zayin. He sounds like that's the pshat in the Rambam is that way, and maybe, that's pshat in the Kesef Mishnah. Mutam and Torah only because Omar Vihiter Mamonam. And as a matter of fact, the inspiration of the Rishalmi, the Maraponim, is exactly that pshat. That what it used to be Usur Min HaTorah. It's Baba Kama, Perek Dal Alacha Gimel. Hitler Rabbi Gamliel, Gezel Akum. So it's a Maraponim. You can't go against the post. It's Usur Min HaTorah. It's Mishu Gemara. Yeah. But Omar Vahitim Mamona. So the different stages in history. At one point in time, Gezel Akum was Usur Min HaTorah. Then it became no longer Usur Min HaTorah. So it comes out an interesting concept. This is what the Dvar Avraham writes in Chelik Beis, Siman Yud Gimel, that even with respect to Nezek, there's no fundamental difference between a Yisrael and a Goy. It's Huta Mamono. Nafkamina, Rabbi Isaiah, I'm Nafkamina. Nisgaya. If it's a real tour, so you damaged his property while he was a non-Jew, and he's this guy. I love you very much. After Masager, and I'm mechuyav to pay the money. But if no fundamental difference, just that I'm going to hit the mamonam, if he's this guy, you have to pay him the money. So why is the Dvar Avraham? So this is a possibility. That's the question that become, if that's the case, what will happen? He wasn't this guy, but he keeps the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. Maybe it's also Midoraisa. We pass in Gezel Akum Midoraisa, so there's nothing to talk about. What about Mazik Akum? Maybe Mazik Akum, now you have to pay the money. If it's only based in Rav Ayat HaGoyim, maybe it was never said with respect to Ger Toshav, and maybe any guy who keeps Sheva Mitzvahs should have a similar status as a Ger Toshav. I have to read you for the Meiri on this very daf. Meiri and daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Nimtza. She'af Ovdei Elilin v'she'enim gudurim b'dachi adosos. Also the Gozla. Fine. And he says, and some claim that he wrote it for the benefit of the censor, but I'm not ready to say that. The Poshup shot is not this way. It's not this way. You know, there's a, I asked you to see, and we'll look it up, Rabbeinu Bechaya. It's a steer in Rabbeinu Bechaya between Pashas Bo and Pashas Yisro. Whether Anochi is included in Re'eu or not included in Re'eu. You may remember the Poshup says, it's a Mitzri. It's included in Rehu. Right? And the word Rehu was found in Aseres Adibris. It seems to be a contradiction. Also, it seems to be a contradiction of Rabbeinu Bechai. At one point he says, well, you know what? Parshas Bo is Kodah Matan Torah. Kodah Matan Torah, so, you know, the brotherhood of man. But once the Torah was given to us, as we saw in the Morris, Parshas Pshat is no longer included in Rehu. Elsewhere he says it maybe really is Rehu. Kind of Mefarshim, and if you look on the bottom, they ask this kind of stira. We can suggest a possibility, that when it says, L'chol avedas achicha, achicha lo goy, that's Mefarsh Gemara, notwithstanding the Meiri, the pshat is, lo kiblu es ha-Torah. Hashem offered them the Torah, they said no. So from that point on, we say, avedas achicha is mutter. But that being the case, if at a later point in time a group of goy was mekayim the sheva mitzvahs, the Miri seems to hold that you go back to the category of Kodah Matan Torah. He said Yechayim Hashem as Aveda. I'm not discussing Oshik now. Hashem as Aveda, Befer Shachicha, black and white. So assume it's not for the censor. How can it possibly be that Yechayim Hashem as Aveda? As you say, that Parshas Bo, they were included. Re'eh. Came Parshas Yisro, they weren't Mekamel the Torah. They were excluded. Now that they come back, and at least they're Mekamel the Sheva Mitzvahs, so perhaps they're re-included. That's a possibility. Aye, the Goyim are keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs. What about Yisrael Avodah Zarah? They're not Avodah Zarah. They're talking about the Christians. So this is a long discussion, not for now. But is a Christian in violation of Avodah Zarah? Yes or no? For us, it's certainly a violation of Avodah Zarah, as we assume. There's the theory to that about that too, but let's assume it's for the sense. But for a non-Jew, the Ramah says that not. The Furush Ramah. Ramah says that if a non-Jew is a Christian, since he believes in God, and even though he believes in what they call Shituf, he's not considered to be an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So assuming the Miri held that way, he held that they're keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs, and therefore, it's like Kodah Matan Torah, including the Chicha, even after Hashavah Saveda. He can read in. There's nothing to do with Chil Hashem. That's how the Miri reads. On our daf. Oh, so it appears. So there's one more Miri. That's enough Lama Zayin Amid Beis, and the sugya we started with. See what he says over there? Lama Zayin Amid Beis. Okay. Shoshi Yisrael, Shanagach, Shoshi Nachri is Potter. Okay. Davka ba'amavim she'enim gedurim b'dachei dosos v'nimusim. Kemo shama aleha b'gemara. Ra sheva mitzvah shekiblu aleha b'nei noach v'zol kimu. Omad v'hitir mamonam. Kol shosh adin v'chayvim b'kach. O kol she'sheva mitzvah b'yodam. Dinam etzlenu k'dinenu. Sure enough, these two Miris go together. Exactly. Talking about Shor HaMazik, it's true, but the Yisodis is treated as Reacha. So it might apply to Shabbos Aveda too. Of course, you're probably wondering, well, what about Ribbis? Ribbis. He certainly agrees he can take ribbis from a goy, even if he's absolutely dosim and imusim, no better than Ger Toshav. Ger Toshav is mamish mekabel on himself the sheva mitzvahs, and still the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that al tikach meito v'lo meito, that you can take ribbis from the Ger Toshav. Fine. What's the din of Oshek by Ger Toshav? Should be relevant to our discussion, should it not be? So Mefurash Gemara Bava Metzia, Dav Kufir Aleph, that is also the Oshko. It's Yeres HaKosov. O Migercha Asher B'Sharecha. Says the Beis Yosef in Simon Reish Mem Test, that's on the Mekoros, that a Yishmaeli is not a Ger Toshav. He's still under the account of Matnas Chinam, Osochone. Some say the Bach disagrees, only because the Bach's words were censored. That's why you asked to see in the new tours. They tell you that the Bach was censored. Okay? There's no Kabbalah in front of a Bezdin. There's not a din of Geratoshev. You look in the many posts, and the Briskerov at the end of the Seif has that, and it has to do with the Shemitah fight a little bit. We're assuming that Mikra din, if there's no Kabbalah, there's no Geratoshev B'chlav, it's my name, it's Yovel. Okay, fine. Minchas Chinuch quotes that the Rosh in Bava Metzia quotes the din of Geratoshev, even though he only paskins dinim which are applied as manazeh. It's even quoted in the Kitzur Piskei Rosh. So apparently there can be a Geratoshev even in manazeh, according to that opinion. That opinion. Fine. When it comes to Aveda, Rabosai, do you have to give up an Aveda to a Geratoshev? No, not necessarily. So one could therefore split the Meiri and say Oshek is in fact Osir Bizman Azat to the Gedurim Bigdosos, but Aveda is not. It's hard to know. We saw a Rambam in Perek Beis in Geneva Alocha Aleph that said Arei below Goy. Finish your Rambam. What did Rambam say in the Gemara with which we started? That's a Nichos Niske moment, Perek Ches Alocha Hey. What does he say? Shosh, it's a very tricky Rambam. Shosh al Yisrael shal Nogach Shosh al Nochri. Bein Tam, Bein Muad, Potter. Why? So you might say, since Rambam quotes in Perek Beis al Achaf and Chesgeneva, Rei Avlo Shal Goy, quote Rei Avlo Shal Goy. It's not what he says. Explains why. Fisha Ein Agoyim Mechayven Esa Odom Al Behem Tosh Yizika Vrei Anu Donalem Kedineyem. That's what we just saw here. Kedineim. He didn't say what we thought he would say, what he should have said, as we said. Didn't say that. Right? Shor shal nochri shal nogach shor shi yisro ben tam ben mu'ud mishal nazik sholim. Why? Kenasu zeh legoyon v'she'enan zihir b'mitzvus enim esalkan azekon, etc., etc., etc. So writes the Rambam. What do you see? Sounds like Reu is lav dafka. Min adin, a nochri should be like a din of Yisrael. He needs external reasons. External reasons for both. Why a shoshi Yisrael nochach shalakim is potter because you follow the dinim of the guy. And why a person has a special knas? Wow. Okay. So having said all this, Rabosai, in terms of background, we have to get to the main topic for today. A lot of background. The main topic for today is the din of Gezel and Oshek Akam, including Shitas Rambam and Shitas Shah Rishon. So we already saw the Gemara Naf Kuf Yud Gimel, we had a Kasha of the Kesef Mishnah. Why did the Rambam say that Oshek is Osam in the Torah? It really shouldn't be true. He wants to say it's only Mr. Midrabonim. Very hard to believe. Very hard to believe. What does he say, though, on our very din? The din of the sugya and that Kufi Gimel itself. The Rambam is found in Hilchos Gezeilah, Rabbi Osei. Perek Hei, Halacha Yud Aleph. What does it say over here? It talks about Mochsen. When is a Mochsen Kalistin? Mochsen, listen very carefully. Every word counts over here. Every word. Mochsen Goy. Okay. If you have the fancy Gemara, as you look on the back, they have the Ein Mishpat Amoli. It's Perakei Halacha Yud Aleph and Hilchos Gezeilah. So, Moche is Goy, O Moche is Omen Me'elov, O Moche is Omen Machmas HaMelech Ve'en Lo Kitzva Lokech Mashiyirtza Menich Mashiyirtza. Presumably quotes all three Terutzim, right? Am I correct? We have three Terutzim in the Gemara. When is the Mutter for a take from, not to give the Moches? He quotes all three. All three are quoted. But if it's a different situation, where it's what? I'll read the words of Rambam. Mecha sheposko ha-melech omash yilkach shlish ha-raviyah odov ha-kosu. Vehem en ha-moches Yisroel. Ligvos chelek zel ha-melech. V'noda shanam zen nema ben ha-mosef klum. Amash ha-gozer ha-melech eino becheskas gazlan. Fishadin ha-melech dinu. So writes the Rambam. Clear Rambam. Frek the Kesef Mishnah, the same kasha again. Same kasha, yes, before. Read the Lashon of the Kesef Mishnah. I don't understand. What's wrong with Mavriach HaMetz from the Goy? Hafkos Alvoso! Am I also Lavriach HaMetz from Melech Goy? Hafkos Alvoso is Mutter. What happened to the Kesef? He forgot the Rambam. This is Perakeh. He forgot Perak Aleph. But the Rambam said, oh, that Oshik for a Goy is awesome. It's Halo Dabrahu. There he said, a difficult teret. It's only Oser what? Midir Abonim, which is not the simple reading of Rambam at all. But here he says it sounds it's saying it should be Mutter. It's an unbelievable answer. The Shemi Yishloma, the Hocha Shani, Shehemin HaMelech Yisrael, Ligvos Tochelko, Tavikilo HaMelech Atzmo Goveyu, Tashem Uvad Shem Yivoda Yeshchil HaShem B'dover, Ebshet Yeh Sakonas Nefoshes B'dover. You know why it's Oser? Sakonas Nefoshes. People they employ him. Sakonas Nefoshes. That's what we're talking about over here in Ichos Gzela. Sounds very, very schwer. Very schwer. Very schwer. So the Mishnah Lamelech talks about here as well. Quotes Moran Kesef Mishnah. So of course I've also. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, it's no cash. What kind of Sakonas Nefoshes? That's not mentioned over here. Hayikir Retzli. He holds the Rambam. B'moches goy, haynu le'inyan shiye choshuv gazlan, shafilu moches shiyesh lo kitzva, kisha ha'omeid olav hu goy, no talma sherotze. What does that mean? He takes what he wants. And if not? If not, then what? Ein kaes lafkos goy. Shitir b'gemara. Keva de dina de malchusa dina. Vare gozal shi avrichu ha-meches. Vadei ha-mavriach gozalu v'zeh boru. What do these words mean? The melech said you have to pay your taxes. So if you take your tax, you don't pay taxes, you're a gozlan and you're not an oshek. Why is Uncle Sam any better than a private citizen? A private citizen that don't pay back, that's called Oshik. His name could be Shmuel, right? So why is Uncle Sam, because he happens to be a government, different? This Mishnah Lamech also requires explanation. It's hard to understand why this should be so. Truth to tell, that Rav Shechter Shalita, when he wrote about this topic in the very first volume of the Journal of Halacha and Contemporary Society, quoted this Mishnah Lamelech, said that not paying your taxes is an Iser Gezel Mamish based on the Mishnah Lamelech. I don't really understand why that should be so. But Rav Shechter Shalita didn't stop there. I brought with me the Ginas Egos, so last Maramokim, the Ginas Egos, where he speaks about it a second time. He says a very big Chiddush over here. One has to analyze this Chiddush carefully. He said that people who are not paying their taxes, it's a terrible thing. A terrible thing. There are those who say, oh, hafkos avos shonachri. Och enira poshut. Rav Shechter Shalita writes, di bedemokratia she'en tachlos tashlumi hamisim lahashir es mishu el lechasos es hotzos ha-medina. Sharov Tamil Yochel Lachloch of Lahamir Lahoti Maman the Kisan the Kleshit Shtapra Shutfus. Hokinami, Here's a few lines on the next page. Kufay Gimel. Catch the words. Gorem hu lekach sheshar hashutfim yitzdarchu l'shalem Yosef. For it's a mamish gezel Yisrael chavero. Ve'ein ze inyan klal afkos avosal shel memshala hanochus shebechutzlars. Boom. This is a story I heard of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Originally from Toronto. Yaakov Kamenetsky. Someone pulled a shtick in Muncie, which was very common in those years, and they said their house is a shul. I guess maybe they dive in there once a week. And they got off the real estate tax rolls by Davin maybe married them to Shabbos, you know, which is itself a problem, these breakaways, but not for now. And they dive in there once a week for 10 minutes. Oh, the whole house is a shul, and you know, off the tax rolls completely. So they went to Rav Yaakov, the guy who says, oh, wait, Rebbe, does his gezel akum? He wanted to know, clear his conscience. So Rav Yaakov said in his nasal voice, nein. So the guy's ready to do a dance. Does his gezel Yisrael? Because he held exactly, in months he said, I hold her up, who am I? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is completely correct. Because in months everyone can make himself a house to a shul. Only that fixed the amount of houses, a lot of taxes to pay for all the various things in the community. The question, of course, becomes how much tax must you evade in the United States of America from the IRS to be called the Gozli Yisrael? I think you have to be, they're going to take more money from somebody else. That's a question. I guess you can figure out the facts, if you will, with the computer. But it seems to me that he didn't report that, he made some money babysitting or teaching bar mitzvah lessons. I don't know what I'm saying. It's called Gezel Yisrael. So I think that's a little bit much. That's much different than he's saving big money in a small community like Muncie with a lot of firm Jews. I think that's one case. And in this case, where there's many hundreds of millions of Americans and it's a small amount of money. But I do concede. Guy pulls a major scam off the IRS. I hold that 100%. Rav Shechel is completely correct. Rav Yaakov is correct. That's Gezel Yisrael. But, I'm not sure how... the nickel and dimes that your person doesn't... every last... Rosh Hashanah, if we care what we say. But we said three times we said Gezel this morning. But it seems to me that in order to reach that madrega, it has to be a little bit more than not paying, reporting every last nickel. Yes?
Two questions.
Sure.
If it's, first of all, given the lumpness, so then it should also be Gezelan, right? Because all that can also
shut. No. Toshim Shas is, it's Oshik, as I said before.
I'm saying Lashita's from Shas.
No. Even if it is, it's still Oshik. Not paying is Oshik.
They sing if you only quotes like a Mishnah, you said.
The Mishnah Melech. Yeah, the Mishnah Melech is the one. The Mishnah Melech is the one who said that for some reason not paying taxes is Gezel, not Oshik. He said it. It's true. That's what Rav Shechter wrote in his English article. But again, it's hard to understand why it should be so. I said before, I don't pay Uncle Sam. Why shouldn't it be? I have a real uncle. His name is Shmuel. I don't pay him. It's only Oshik. I don't pay Uncle Sam. It's Gezel. It's hard for us to understand that.
And the sheet is saying that the Zushtel of Kamenetsky, would it be Gezel or would it be better be called Gneva?
You can call it Geneva, you can call it Gezel, you can call it Oshik. I don't care what you call it. But it's Osir. Osir min HaTorah. Once you think about a Yisrael, it's Osir min HaTorah. I'm saying it for the third time. Osir min HaTorah. You want to pick your choice. Call it Geneva, call it Gezel, call it Oshik. I don't care what you call it. Osir min HaTorah.
It's bigger enough
to mean it's Geneva. Osir min HaTorah. How high are the Yisrael can I get than that? It's Osir min HaTorah. It's not Chayav Misa. Osir min HaTorah. So I don't see why we have to discuss too much which one of the three it is. Osir min HaTorah, but no Heterim. Period. We'll come to more specifics as we go. Fine. Oh. On a simple level, Rabbi Osai, on a very simple level, the Rambam is Lishitasa. The Rambam holds that the Mavriach, the Mechas, is Osir because he holds that Kosav Osir was Osir. Pshita. That's what the Kesav Mishnah has to come out to Sakana for. I guess because he holds. He had the Kasha back in Perek Aleph. And he had this funny terrorist only with the Rabbanim. Maybe he was not, but the Rabbanim wouldn't apply to the government for some reason. So he has a whole shtickle terror. First, it's in Perek Aleph, it's the Rabbanim, which doesn't sound correct. And based on that, he's stuck to say in Perek Hay, Sakonis Tefoshes. Say that they're both not correct. Say that Perek Aleph is also with the Raisa, which is the Poshim Shat, which explains Perek Hay very readily. Only one problem, it's against the Gemara. Okay. But, you know, it's against the Gemara, but it's not against the Rabbah. You know, this reminds me of what some of the Briska families, there was the Dvar Rom wrote, I think, once to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. They were related, they were writing back and forth. He says, I don't understand you. You said the Rambam is going to Shver Gemara. Where I come from, the Gemara is going to Shver Rambam. That's where you're coming from. But either way, the Rambam is consistent completely. It's also with the Raisa. Oshik is also with the Raisa. Evading government, non-government taxes of non-Jew is also with the Raisa. Only one problem, the Gemara. So we'll have to deal with it. Before this year is over, we have to explain why the Rambam is not against the Gemara. So far, it's against the Gemara. The Ketzer Mishnah is a Kasha Perek Aleph, a good Kasha. And he gave a teres to the Rabbon, is not the Poshe Shad. He was stuck. Perek Hei, it's a Sakonis of Foshes, also stuck. We're going to say no. Awesome in our Torah. Only one problem. It's against the Gemara. Oh. So the Nesiv has this Kasha. In that long tshuva to Reb Chaim Berlin, that he has to see in the Merom Esodah. No. So what does he say? A very big Kiddush. It's true, Rav Ashi says it's mutter. It's true. Rav Ashi said it's mutter. That's the Gemara seems to say over here at the end to defend Rav Ashi. What did the Gemara say to defend Rav Ashi? Let's go to Chazar again. After a long sugya, lo kasha, kan bigzelo, kan bafko asalva osu. That is true. That Rav Ashi does say that way. Good. That's true. However, the question is, how do we pask? Later, the Gemara says, "Minayel legezel knani shu osu shenemar v'yochalt es kol amim." Says the Netziv, if you base yourself on v'yochalt es kol amim, not only is gezel akum osu, but oshek akum is also ochalt es kol amim. You're holding on to money. You're eating money, if you will. That's what you're eating money, which rightfully belongs to the guy. So it's true at one stage the Gemara is against the Rambam, but the later stage the Gemara is like the Rambam, and Oshik is also only Tos Akum is Mutter. The two months later, only Tos like Aveda. Oh. That's the Netziv in his letter to his son. That's why the riff left out Hafka Salva Oso. Not in the riff. It's not there. The thing with Rambam always follows the riff, Kayadua, that everybody knows. It's left out. I think Moses said it's Mutter, Shalok Alofa. That's what it's the Tziv. This is classic Tziv. There's a Gemara against Rambam. Yes, sure. The Gemara Shalok Alofa. That's, I was learning in Nida today with the Talmidim. So we had a Shver Rambam that's against the Gemara. He says, yeah. This is his classic. You have to know Shas, you have to know everything, but that's his classic Terence. There's only one problem. You don't pass the Rav Ashi. The Rif quotes Rav Ashi. The Rambam quotes Rav Ashi. So how can the Netziv say we don't pass the Rav Ashi with the Terence which is given to Rav Ashi, that of course of us was mutter, with both the Rif and the Rambam, do quote Rav Ashi. So, the possibility, if you look in the Magad Mishnah, Das HaRav, Kshamoch is Goy, Af al pi shu omed machmas ha-melech, Mistomo Harayu Kamoche She'en lo Kitzva Shestomo Yosim and Adina Notel. Pshia. We already gave that Terence. What's Ravashi in? Upirish Ravino Kipta the Basrais and the Ravashi, Tama Mamoches Goyaskinon, Afa Masnisin, Velo Pliga Asharu Kimti. Velo Kempirish Sharma Farshan. The assumption is, that he is Stam Akam Gazlan. Who says so? The Gra. The Gra in Simon Shin Samach Tes, Sivkot and Tes Vav says so. Based on the Gemara, Mesech the Sukkot of Lamed. Stam Akam Gazlan the Arisa. Again, well before Sukkot. Gemara. Says the Gra, but the Rambam had a different Girsa. Otherwise, it doesn't fit into the Gemara. So the Gemara says, he didn't have the Girsa Ukidatanya. If you have the Girsa Ukidatanya, it's clear as day, the Rav Ashi is being matted because of Hafka Salva also. That's a Mefurish Gemara. It's one big Hemshech. Therefore, the Gemara felt compelled to change the Girsa. Okay, so let's take a look. Naf Kufri Gimelam and Alf. You change the Girsa, so what happens? What happens if you change the Girsa? Rav Ashi Yomar, the Moches Kenani, we have the Girsa, the Tanya, says the Gra, take out the word the Tanya. We'll take out the Dalet of the Tanya. Tanya. That's one letter. With one tiny little letter, small, the little tiny Dalet. Take out the Dalet and you're home free. One problem. The Rif has the Girsa, Uke de Tanya. And we're assuming there's a rule that the Rambam follows the Rif. That's the problem. So I think the real answer is found in the Shut Chuta Meshulash. I'm sure if you all have access to it, I brought it in. This is the Tshuva to Rav Chaim Yevalozhin, not by Rav Chaim Yevalozhin, to Rav Chaim Yevalozhin, it's Simon Yudalit, in Chelek Aleph. You know, the Meshulash is the different Gedolim from Chaim Volozhin and then the later members of his family. When Chelek Aleph was Chaim Volozhin himself. But not every Shuvah he wrote is written to him. It says it at the beginning in Simon Yudalit. Masha Kosev Lev Arava Goyen Agoda Bedoro Rav Yontuv Lipman Zatzal Abez Nekila Kadosha Kapulia. Okay. So Simon Yudalit is a little bit long. I'm not going to read you the entire Simon. Writes as follows. Nirali, the Rambam of Farash Hach the Rav Ashi b'moches kusi, which of the stomo note al yotza mikidei kitzvaso. U'mishum hochi hayamut al avriach, v'lav mishum dafkos al vosu muteris. The sphere of the Rav Ashi, gam afkos al vosu nami osur kimo gzelo dainu oshek. So the question that becomes, if he's taking more than he's entitled to, so don't give him more. You're giving him nothing. What is it? Three choices. You give him nothing, you give him what he wants, and try to arrange to give him what he deserves. So if the middle possibility is impossible, then what happens then? What do you do? Miu bi yisro ki agavna vaday osur. The ultimate b'nei sheish locha shalo yigzal ha-yisrael mimenu. Yeah, who goes on ha-yisrael? The mashu kitzvot, k'dei kitzvot dina demachus adina. V'amav ha-reiz ha-gazlan. V'chein kosav ha-beis yosef lehedya b'choshen nisbet shimen shin samachtes. Da'afilu b'yisrael ha-choshu likach yoser osel avriach mishim debosa ganva v'chule. Magamon brachos. Magamon brachos, tafei. He's taking more than he deserves. If the only other return is to give him nothing, also this is fine. This is what the Din Torah has to say. This is the halacha of Dina Yisrael. I repeat again. You have two choices. You give him more or give him less. You have to have no choice but to give him more. You can't steal. That's what Din Torah says. You come to a rabbi, that's what will pass him for you. You with me so far? Got it? Watch now. Avo bedine akusim anosim eno kein. Tehechadim if a goy is misyare shalo yia hu nigzal mimeno yesh lavriach es asam in a gazlan shalo yigzalu. Viafa gavdim es em avriach es shal gazlan. Gam kein. Mikol makom kein man shalo yigzal also bedineem eno osa shalo kogen. Ulahachi muki b'moches kusi. And what's the Kudatanya? This is a brilliant, brilliant pshat. Kudatanya, we read it before, no one stopped me. No one stopped me. Kudatanya, the way we read it before, it's going at what's coming later on. Right? Later on, Akifinim. No! It's the very first line. Kudatanya, Datanya. What do we tell him? If you tell him the Yisrael wins and Dini Yisrael, that's what you do. And if the Yisrael wins and Dini Yaakov, that's what you do. That's what Kudatanya. Kudatanya, since by Goyim, if they're going to take more than they're entitled to, you're not required to pay them anything. There's no alternative to just paying what they deserve. So we when we deal with a Jew, we have to give them the extra money. When we deal with a Goy, you don't have to give them any money. There's nothing to do whatsoever with Afkos Avosso. No. We're not mad to Afkos Avosso. Not at all. Not at all. Finished. That's the end of the sugya. Now that's a new sugya. A whole new story. Kezatana Mishar. Then we pass him. As we said before, of course, Avosu is awesome, based upon the Netziv, another pasuk, whatever it may be. But the pshat in the Rambam, how he learned pshat in the Gemara, is not that he didn't have the dalet, as the Gemara said, because the Rif had the dalet. Rather, it's what Rav Yontan Mikapulia said, that he understood the Tanya to refer not to the issue of Gezel Kanani per se, but to the issue of Donim also Bidineyem. He's taking more than his entirety. You're stuck in a quandary. What do you do? You give him more, give him less. Dine Torah says give him more. Din Akum says give him nothing. So you have to tell, when a Jew deals with a Goy, you can follow Dine Akum, kach din chem, and give him nothing.
That's the Rambam in I think the point is also that that's the Rambam in Ezekiel.
Right.
Rambam says that the only reason you don't have chil from Mazik Goy is because they don't collect.
Based on kind of kach din chem.
Right. This is
the same thing as that. Right. I don't know if you mentioned that. This is a long tshuva. But you're right. That's a similar idea. That's the break. I thought it was a breakthrough.
This is all on the Rambam.
This is on the Rambam.
Right. That's a difficult Rambam, that Rambam. Another one.
Right.
That's what you're talking
about. It all fits in. Yeah. I thought this Rambam was a mamash breakthrough. If you want to look it up, it's a paragraph of Yal Kain. It starts on Lamed Chesed and Alkos, Lamed Chesed and Beis. In this paragraph, I thought this was a remarkable interpretation. I think it's the Emes of Shat, all the Rambam's are Abba Yushev. The Gemara's Abba Yushev, the Rambam's Abba Yushev, everything is Abba Yushev, but two of time with us. Very big. This is Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam. If you look in the footnotes in the beautiful new tours of Beis Yosef's, you'll see that the Beis Yosef says, I'm reading the quotation of it, he says, Otu b'vneishu osu shlokedin ligzol, yigzlu b'nei odom chuko. It's Gemara in Brochus. Bosa gan v'gona v'tam atoim. So the footnote, they go to my bit, it's the Kfal and Kasha. It's the one of Kufyut Gimel. Ein lo kitzva, muto la avriach, konta shmul b'moches Yisrael. So he answered, konta the Beis Yosef, there's no Yisra Gezel, it's just ein o nochon, tam o toim, etc. That's what he says. I thought, here's worse. You're not giving him anything. The Gemara in Brochus, Rashi's over there, quote, so there, I'm not being osher the guy at all. The Pashup Shat seems to me this way. So it seems to me this follows. Shmuel holds, it's mutter lavriachuko. That's what Shmuel holds. That's how the Gemara start. Shmuel says, I'm a Shmuel, the mocha shelo kitzvah. Since he's taking more than he's entitled to, I'm not required to give him anything, even if he's in Israel. That's Shmuel Shita. That is Shmuel Shita. Rav Ashi disagrees, L'chumra. L'chumra. If he's a Yisrael, you may not completely avoid the tax, because you're taking something which he deserves. Only if he's a guy, he's kind of a dinehem. That's what Kedatanya. Goes on the ratio of the Brisa for Tovus Yisrael. That's all. To say for the Brisa is a big problem. Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Kiva. And what do you want to answer? Half course of also. Has nothing to do with Rav Ashi. Don't do anything. That's an internal Rabbi Kiva problem. And we pass him like the Vachal. I hold this as Meredith. So now we come to the Shulchan Aruch. I don't have a Shulchan Aruch because they were filming upstairs, so you have to say, Baal Peh, I don't have a Shulchan Aruch here. No. It's in the back of the fancy Gemara. Let's take a look. I'm going to quote Shin Samach Tes, Sif Vov. Maybe we'll be lucky. Mishpat. No. Give me a second, please. It's here, unfortunately, for some reason they have dot, dot, dot. I don't know why. They're censored. They're censored. I never saw this. Blood, Elisham Avriach, Yimecha Zeh, Over, Neshu Gozo, Manasseh Melech, Ben Shio Melech Yisrael, Ben Shio Melech Akum. Okay, so he's quoting from the Rambam. This makes sense. I'm sorry, the whole quotation of the Shulchan Aruch is not there. Finished. He quotes. Fine, fine. Then he adds, Im Kino Akum Mutter, this Havkos Havaso, the Shari with no Chil Hashem. And the Rambam adds, Havkos Havaso, the Shari. Nonetheless, also Avriach HaMeches, could have Dina Demachusa. What's a Ran? No, the Groy has the Kashas of Kotn Chav Gimel. That's not what the Ran said. The Ran said, you're not allowed to lie. That's where we started. No, you're not allowed. You can't lie. Never said. Never said. Says the Groy to Shochan Orch as a Pele. It's of Kotn Chav Alef. His matter, of course, of all, according to our Girsa. And earlier, he holds like the Rambam, who was a different Girsa. And it's a stira. Here's the answer of Osai. No, there's no stira in the Shulchan Aruch. He's the Shitaso in Kesef Mishnah. He's worried about Sakonas Nefoshes. Simple. He's worried about Sakonas Nefoshes. If you look in the Beis Yosef, in the Berek Abayis, that's how he explains the Torah. Also, if you have Melech Goy, you know why? Sakonas Nefoshes. That's what he says, Beferish. Not just Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem is bad? Yeah. Chil Hashem is terrible. Terrible. But we have a general cloud. The guy says, and of course it's a famous last words and you should never make a mistake, Chas V'Shalom, anything which you do can assume it's going to be in tomorrow's New York Times or it'll be somewhere in the world, and then we'll have to discuss how bad a guy you are. Okay? But Achil Hashem, he's working with an assumption that it's not going to come out, and therefore, you know, the worst case scenario is Achil Hashem. Maybe he holds that in Dina Torah we can follow the Rov. Rov won't get caught. But they get killed? Bikuach Nevesh. And Ochem with Bikuach Nevesh Achar Rov. So therefore, if you're dealing with the government where they can kill you, it's also. That's the Kesef Mishazeh. It's not called as a Voshes. So they'll kill you, so therefore it's also. But if it's not the government, then it's a Chashash Rachok. Presumably, that's what he holds. That's my Poshup Shat in the Mechaber. The Ramah doesn't argue. The Ramah presumably is not worried about a sakana, and therefore, he's, even with respect to the government, he says it's permissible. And that's what's called, quote, what Gerard calls, Das Kol HaPoskim. Das Kol HaPoskim. Havrochas HaMeches is Mutter, Havkos HaVoso, and he's obviously not discussing a Chashash Sakana. So it's a matter of Metzius. If there's a Chashash Sakana, the Mechaber asks it. If there's no Chashash Sakana, both the Ramah and the Gerard matter it. Ad kan rabosai, in my opinion, the strict halach. Now we come to the lemais. Sorry for going so long. Now we come to the lemais. Unfortunately, in the country that we live, the United States of America, there are too many people who think that we're still living in Europe. And in Europe, the anti-Semitic regimes were certainly ain lo kitzva. There was no dina machusa. They were took money only from Jews and didn't take. They weren't. Even had it didn't take from Goyim the same amount. It was terrible. And therefore was a called a mitzvah lahatzim yodim, the Tsarist regime. You're talking about the Tsarist regime. So we haven't figured out that the Tsar is dead and we're in a democratic free country called the United States of America. So there's still the Ichabah Kabbalah from the El Tozedeh. And that's ridiculous, preposterous, terrible. But that attitude prevails in some people. Well, they dress like the El Tozedeh. They think, okay, I dress like the El Tozedeh. So then I can do what El Zayda do. Chas v'cholila, cholila v'chas. Chas v'sholom. I'm telling you, it's Easter gum. So I want to read you a few words from Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's in Chelik Beis, Simen Chav Tes. I'm getting out to the last Maramakamis. Quote. Also, ligzol me'am v'sholom. You may not steal from the government. Further. Anachnu mustarim me Hashem yizbarach shetivana b'Torah Torah Sava Kadosha. Lihizar mi likach yosem mikfisha tanaya memshola kovalitin. For kol shkin she'osel l'shaker b'mispra talmidim v'gadome. I don't know what he's talking about. These would be lunch programs. And they would have 500 students. They only had 5 students. But when the government was coming, they'd tell, pick, they'd tell all the other schools to come together. There were 500 there, they'd 500 there, and they moved. This is no joke. This is what happened. Hashem Yerachem. And they got caught. It was terrible. Shalavad shu isu gezel, harayihika gibazegam yisturim agdolim shalamiras shkorim uksavim ugnevas dasim chil Hashem ubizoyen hatorim alom deo. The aim was Hashem horoas heta ba'olam. Kemosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sonei Gezel Ba'ola, Ken HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sonei B'tmichas HaTorah B'lomdei Ha'idei Gezel. People felt that the end justifies the means. I have a yeshiva. It's for yeshiva. I'm not putting in my pockets for yeshiva. So Rabbi Moshe was very, very strong. Chas v'shalom to do something. What about Torah Sakum? That's black and white mutter. Torah Sakum, black and white mutter. No, not even a shayla. Black and white mud. Rabosai, listen to me carefully, give you a piece of good advice. If Tos Akam comes to you, give it back. Put your name Rabbi, I give you a heter to be a Balgaiva. Put your name Rabbi on the check. No. I just look on the Shulchan Aruch. I read you verbatim. From the Be'er Agola, it's also on the Makoros, Simon Shin Mem Chesiv Beis, Osei. Vani Kosev Zosa Doros, Shereisi Rabim Godlu Veshiru Mintos Shehitu Agon. It's another issue. You will matter him. That's another question. Tos is if he made a mistake on his own. Matter is even worse. But, Velo Itzlichu, V'yardu Nechseim Letimoyon, they died penniless. All this shtick. Hitu. Okay. Presumably, he doesn't say to. He didn't say what. It could be it's hard to get rich from Toh Sakum. It doesn't happen that often. Hard to get rich. He said Hitu. But I'm guessing, well, I don't know. Let's leave Toh as an in between stage. On their own. Not you, Amatan. They made a mistake on their own. Obviously, if you fool them, they're going to give it back. But you made a mistake, and you give it back. B'dover choshuv. Godlu, v'hashiru, v'hitzlichu, v'hinichu yistram le'olaleya. I'll give you a brach. If it happens, give back the money. You will become great, you will become wealthy, and the next generation will become even wealthier. I give one example. One example. I don't know about these things. There are many such examples. I only have one which is in print. The story is a man, a very wonderful man whom I knew personally a little bit. His name was Irving Bunim. Have you heard of him? Who ever heard of him? They just put out now the 50th anniversary of the Rav with the Rabbi Aaron Kotler, you hear him speaking, he's a fantastic speaker. He was helped Rabbi Aaron in Chinuch Atzmoy in the Lakewood. He was also the president of RJJ when I went there. So we went to the dinners, and he spoke. He was a great, great man. So his son wrote a biography called A Fire in His Soul. And my sister helped edit it. I have a copy in my house. If you look on page 321, you'll find the following story. Let's go back 75 years ago, something like that. Somebody gave an extra check of $25,000 to Mr. Bunim. Go on your computer, find out $25,000 in 1941. What is it in 2016? Hon tofot, as they say, a fortune of money. And it wasn't like today, we can trace everything down with computers, nothing. All they had to do was in his hands. He gave it back. Kiddush Hashem. They would never have been the wiser. In the back. And, you know, for many, many decades afterwards, he was a successful businessman. this is in the early 40s. 15 years later, the story with Rab Aaron, he was still a wealthy businessman. I had a personal interaction with him, literally B'Sof Yomov, just before he passed away. He came to my shul. Why? My shul. His great-granddaughter was named in my shul. It was named after his wife. His wife was named Blanche Bunin. And they named her right in my shul, Blue Mahensha Blanche. I remember like yesterday. And he was crying, and he brought a l'chaim afterwards. He was a wonderful Jew. He passed away shortly thereafter. He passed away. He was successful. This is already, we're talking about, it was this, about 1980, give or take. I don't know, I'm sure look up in the book exactly when it was. So it's 40 years later, he's still Baruch Hashem Matzliach. That's just the beginning. It's the beginning. If you know his family, I'm not going to tell the problem of his family. So he has a Baruch Hashem, a son who was successful, and his son-in-law is a somebody I also knew personally from way back when. The Kitsa, the Baragolas, Bracha was Mekuyam. Mekuyam in space. I give you a Bracha. Now, it depends on where you start, I guess. I'm a shab. I'm a millionaire, don't come with tightness to me. It also depends on how much you give back. How much can you I give back? What are we going to do? You go to the gas station, you give back $10. What can we give back already? Anyway, the Baragola is telling the truth. Shulchan Aruch quotes, Zechil Hashem, even as Aveda is Asur. And it says in the same din in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Samar Vav, Sif Aleph, if you're giving about the Kiddush Kaddish is Hashem, Kadesh Yifar, Ras Yisrael, V'yeh L'Shem Bale Amuna, Harezah Meshubach, and so Yerushalmi and Bava Metziah. What's the story? Shema Metshetach, Bava Metziah, Perek Beis, Halacha Hei. What happened? Shimon Metshetach bought a donkey. And on the donkey, there was a diamond. Rebbe, your problems are solved. You're in like Flint. Right? This is it. All your financial woes are taken care of for life. So he says, what? What? What are you saying? I'm reading for the play motion. Barbarian, who? A barbarian? Shanasa Chatvan Vaots Lahashiru? Loke. Ella wrote, she is Scottish, him Shema Mayodo. For the Shema, Shamu was there. Burich Elokean the Udoi. Was a Noach Leo Yosem, he called Sav, a Revach, Mom, and Shabeolam. That's the Yerushalm. Same stories in Medrash Rabbah and Dvorim, Gimel Gimel. Meister Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach Shalaga Chamorecha Yishmael Yechad Hochul Tamid Rabbi Amotzo Bo Evin Echaz Tova Tola B'Tzavaro Omer Rabbi Birchas Hashem Itashir Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach Chamor Lekachti Evin Tova Lo Lekachti Holach Vechzir Oso Yishmaeli V'Kor Olav Oso Yishmael Baruch Hashem Elokei Shimon ben Shetach. If this is true by Aveda Sakum and Tov Sakum which Me'ikir Adin, you can certainly keep. How much more so, Oshek, which according to the Rambam is also Midoraisa. Granted, the Gra says Kol HaPoskim disagree. But the Rambam is also a person. So you can say Kol HaPoskim. That's impossible by definition. Okay, the other Poskim disagree. Shar Kol HaPoskim, he says the Rambam. Gra. Shar Kol HaPoskim. Okay? Certainly, Rabosai, you have to pay the Goy, even if there's no Chil Hashem, which means he's not going to know the difference. As long as you can be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, and you'll know it's a Yisrael. And in our generation, that unfortunately, there is so much Chil Hashem. They find this scandal and this scandal. They left the list. They say they always say it's an Orthodox Jew. They love to say it in the newspapers. Wouldn't do with anything. But that's the way it is in the world we live in, yes?
How do we understand that Martin Sanhedrin and Sanhedrin
are two, it's two pshat. One is the Rambam pshat that they were showing, the Machzik that they were showing, and today, even without the Miri, it would not apply to the government. I don't care if it's Trump or Clinton. The government, they're not Rishoyim. I'm talking to persons. The government is not Rishoyim. And therefore, we... No political comments over here. The government of America, they're not Rishoyim. You shouldn't give back to them. And even the average guy today, we don't assume is a Russian. There is no reason to make that assumption. They were killing us in the old days. They don't kill us today.
Rashi's
That's right. Rashi is a different shot. Rashi says that if a person will give back the Aveda to a Goy, it conveys an impression that he's only giving it back an Aveda because of the moral, ethical component, and not because it's Nistav and Besina. Okay, that's very nice. But if you're Mekadoshim Shemayim, that trumps. Okay. That overwhelms that consideration, and therefore you have to give it back. There are many stories about Yidden who gave back the Mekadoshim Shemayim all over the place. A myriad of stories help a little bit to counter out the unfortunate incidents that we have of the other one. So I want to end the Chabura. Sorry, I went a little bit too long. Apologize. With the words of the Smag. I don't know if you saw the Maram Malcolm, the Smag. The Smag is Mitzvah Sasei Ayin Dalet. Let me read it to you. Ata Sheherich HaGolos Yosef Midai. Yesh Li Yisrael Li Yibodol Mehav Li Ha'olam. V'lechos B'tmima Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shu Emes. V'shalo L'shaker Lo Li Yisrael V'lo L'goyin. V'lo L'hat Osan B'shum Inyan. Not to fool them. U'lekadesh Atzmam Af B'muto Lehem. Shenemar Sheres Yisrael Lo Yasu Avlo Lo Yadar B'kozo Lo Yimotsi B'fim L'shun Tarmis. Now wait a second. How do you read the Smag? First he says Mutalehem, and then he says Avla Kozav and Tarmis. What's Pshat? The Pshat is as follows. Sheris Yisrael or Yasu means it's an either of Midas, that Shek is a Midah Meguna, but it's not included in what the Torah says Midvash Sheket Tircha. Midvash Sheket Tircha with Pshuto is as hard to Bezdin, where it's lying in Bezdin, things of this nature. Nonetheless, Alosa Shakru, Ishba Miso, we said at the very beginning of the Chaburah. Nonetheless, even if it's not Amisecha, you should not be Meshaker, because of Mida Meguna, and Sheres Yisrael Lo Yasuke. That's my Pshat in the Smag. I'm going to end with the Smag's conclusion, and I quote. Uchshiyava Kodesh Baruch Hu Hoshien. We're holding the end of Tavshin Ayvav. We're saying so many times now in Slichas, we're waiting for that gula. So many times. I can't tell how many times we say it all the time, we say for the gula, even in plain day. In Slichas, many more times. Many more times. We're waiting for it, right? Tavienu Alakot Shecha, we say, we're waiting for the gula. Hashem is ready to redeem us, says the Smag. Yomu HaGoyim, if we are honest, bedin asa. Hashem redeemed us properly. Ki eman she emes v'soros emes v'piyah. They deserve to be redeemed. Avlam yisnagu magoyim b'ramos, says the Smag, yomru ru ma'os HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shebocha lechelko ganovim b'ramoyim, which means, if one is included in this category, he's ma'akev asagula. That's what it means. He's screaming all he wants, avinu malkeinu, kosveinu b'sefer gula v'yeshua. But unfortunately, he's a makam asagul. That's what the Smag is saying. This is not a hyperbole. This is a Smag. Of course, we should all be zocher to learn from the Smag, and through that, we should be zocher to the gula shnei of Meher of Yomein Amin. Upstairs.